Now we hear of the history behind a double grave in Tillingham churchyard. Of all the Commonwealth war graves that I visited, and believe you me, over the years I've visited a lot of them in Belgium, France and the UK, the saddest and most poignant has to be one here in Essex, says Maldon local historian Stephen Nunn. Located in the churchyard of the parish church of St Nicholas in Tillingham, the distinctive ghostly white standard Portland limestone headstone can be seen to the east of the chancel. The top section seems normal enough. Rather than specific regimental insignia, however, there is an Army General Service badge in a roundel. Private Sanford, it tells us, was in the 24th Training Reserve Battalion, and he died on 15th of July 1917 at the premature age of 18. If that wasn't sad enough, at the lower section of the headstone, below the cross, where you would normally find a personal inscription to the deceased, it reads, "Also, Mary Ann Sanford, mother of the above, died July 17th, 1917, aged 57. In other words, just 2 days after her son. These lower inscriptions often provide the most intimate insight into a life lost, but I'd never seen one before that includes a civilian family member. The personal inscription was limited by commission rules to 66 characters, charged at 3.5 pence per letter. In this case, it equates to 56 characters, charged at 16 shillings and 4 pence, a considerable sum in those days. The bittersweet bill was sent to H. Sanford, Esquire, South Street, Tillingham, Essex. Was the grieving father and husband, and what on earth had led to that double tragedy, I decided to go in search. Based on young Henry's age at death, I quickly discovered that he was born in Denji in April 1899. His father was indeed H. Sanford, or Henry Sanford Sr. His mother, included on the stone, was Mary Ann Sanford, née Morley. And the 1901 census shows them as living at Glebe Cottage, Denji. Henry Sr. was a 41-year-old horseman on the farm. Mary was 40 and aged one. Henry Jr. was the youngest of the then 5 children, including William, who was 15, Ada, 11, Grace, 9, and Alfred, 4. By 1911, the family had relocated to now long gone Jerry's farm in Tillingham, just southeast of the church. They are shown there in the 1911 census, Henry and Mary presiding over 4 sons, Alfred, then 14, Henry, then 11 and at school, and additions Charles, 9 and John, 6. It wasn't that long after their move that the First World War broke out. When Henry Jr. turned 18, he enlisted at Whalley Barracks and was allocated to a new army training battalion of the Duke of Cambridge's own, more commonly known as the Middlesex Regiment. Until September 1916, his battalion had been the 14th Reserve Battalion, but then converted to the 24th Training Reserve Battalion of the 5th Reserve Brigade, based at Shoreham. He wasn't in the army for long and had probably only been in training for about 3 months when he became ill. The next we hear about him is the record of his death on July the 15th, 1917, not at Shoreham, but at a hospital in Watford. The cause is given as pneumonia, an unusual condition in high summer, although granted the summer of 1917 was marred by heavy rainfall. However, it makes you wonder about the circumstances. Was it perhaps down to complications after a cold or flu in the winter, or after getting wet on duty and struggling to get dry, or perhaps a bacterial complication following another illness? Given Henry's youthful age, his entry medical examination and his hitherto country lifestyle, it is odd, or at least very unlucky. In any case, it looks like Henry died of natural causes. It's difficult to know how the news was received by his mother back in Tillingham, along with the meagre service gratuity of £2. But in the turn of events that followed shortly afterwards, can but lead us to surmise. Despite the size of her family, Henry, having been given his father's first name, must have been particularly special to her. A mother's often unconditional love for her son can be deep-rooted and very special indeed. It is enshrined in the mist of time, epitomised, some might say, through Mary's love of Jesus. That instinctive relationship seems to have been ingrained in Mary Sanford's love for Henry. For just 2 days later, she followed him to the grave. Died, it was said, of a broken heart. Can you really die of a broken heart? Even today, the jury is out. But some have suggested that Takotsubo cardiomyopathy, or a sudden weakness in the heart muscle, can occur after such an emotionally stressful event. And in the lyrics of the classic 1966 Jimmy Ruffin song, "What becomes of the broken-hearted who had love that's now departed?" In Mary and Henry Sanford's case, they ended up being buried together, most unusually, jointly commemorated in Tillingham by the officialdom of the Commonwealth War Graves Commission.